Howdy, roofers, and welcome to Roofer Growth Hacks, the podcast that is dedicated to highlighting those in the roofing industry, learning how they overcame their growth challenges with creative growth hacks and connecting them with others in the roofing industry. I'm your host, Chris Hunter, founder and chief marketing officer of roofingsites.com. I'm also the author of The Ultimate Guide to Digital Marketing for Roofers. Well, I got a little story for you. Derek Isaac with Rapid Results Creators helps contractors scale their businesses by putting systems into place for estimating and financials, sales and marketing, project management, and even client management. These systems help the owners get back to or less than a 40-hour work week, double their profit, and ultimately help build a smooth-running business. So be sure to listen up as Derek shares some awesome growth hacks. Well, roofers, we have a special episode here with Derek Isaac with Rapid Results Creators. Thank you so much for coming on, Derek.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be here.
Well, let's kick this off with, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your entrepreneurial journey? Where did it start? Where are you now?
Yeah, definitely. Probably like a lot of listeners out there, you know, I started on the tools and started my first employment short out of high school in the contracting field. I enjoyed being outside and, you know, work with my hands and things like that. So just led naturally into starting my career in construction and jumped around from a bunch of different trades and companies as you do. And then kind of worked my way up. My background is framing carpentry. So I got on with the framing crew, really enjoyed it. Ended up being a lead hand. That company ended up not doing so well and kind of enabled me to make a transition into starting my own subcontracting company doing framing for some larger builders in my city from Canada, you know, Winnipeg, kind of the coldest place around. But yeah, so started my subcontracting company there, grew the company, hired some people, and just kind of made all the big mistakes that, you know, a lot of new entrepreneurs make and worked through that, grew the company into a general contractor company, and yeah, just continued to kind of grow and learn from there throughout the years. And then over the past, I mean, I've been coaching and consulting now for quite some time. At first, it was more just kind of pro bono for people in my network. And as you do, you know, you network with business owners and kind of you have new guys coming in that need help. So I really enjoyed it and then kind of grew my consulting practice from there. So that's like a really short synopsis of, you know, my journey. Of course, there's a lot of lessons learned and people met in between. But yeah, you know, Rapid Result Creators. And my big thing that I learned and a big differentiator is building systems and processes and building the business so that, you know, you're not working for 10, 20, 30, 40 years and kind of still in the same place, you know, on the tools or just kind of running around crazy, putting out fires all day.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you still own general contracting company?
I do not. Nope. Okay. I closed my company and moved on full time. And my main focus and goals right now are centered around my consulting and coaching practice.
Awesome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Who do you help, first of all, and how do you help them?
Yeah, definitely. So the basis of my clients are general contractors, renovators, home builders. I do work with trades businesses as well. So my clients are within the construction industry. It just happens that I tend to work with a lot of general contractors. So that's who I help. The way that I help them is we systematize their business essentially. So there's a variety of different services as far as like, there's kind of like two ends of the scale. There's the full like done for you where, you know, Derek, you know, I want, you know, to improve my estimating or my financial side of my business. Can you systematize that for me and streamline it and build the processes with, you know, SOPs and training videos and kind of the whole shebang. And then there's the other side where we've got like group coaching, which is more for newer guys who need the help, but, you know, aren't going to spend tons of money on or don't have even like the large enough business really to build, you know, the larger systems that we do. And then also just regular one-to-one coaching packages in between. And the process that we go through with systematizing a business is, I call it the asset process. And essentially the first part of it is we do, you know, full assessment of your business. Where are things at? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What do you already have in place? What are you working on? So get a good idea of where things are at now. And then we figure out what's the steps. So where you're at now to where you want to be, you know, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, what does your business look like? Where do you want things to be? What do you, you know, want as far as income, lifestyle, and all those important questions. And then we build out the steps to get there. I'm big on priorities, big on steps and focuses. You know, like you don't, you know, climb Everest in one go. You make a lot of preparation and you do one step at a time. So we start with what's the most critical right now. Is that maybe sales and marketing to bring in, you know, higher profitability and get you in a good financial place? Maybe you're already overloaded with clients. So we need to work on the, you know, employee management, hiring the right people, other leaders in your business. So depending on where the business is at and what's needed, we focus, systematize that, streamline it, you know, build out the SOPs and a lot of software work, as well as getting the right software in place and utilizing it properly. So that's kind of the basic things that I help with. And then kind of the final step is usually that transition. So in order to grow a larger business, you need to become a larger leader, a larger person. So facilitating that transition from, often, you know, guys starting the tools, then they kind of become a manager, project manager, then more of a general manager, then more of, you know, a business leader, visionary. And it's uncomfortable moving from one stage to the next because you don't know how to do it. You're not familiar with it. So we help business owners transition into those new kind of levels of management as the organization grows.
Interesting. So what's the biggest thing that you see, you know, as you're talking with these business owners? What's the hardest sticky point from getting from, you know, I don't know, just a general manager to, you know, a business owner?
Definitely. So like the systems help significantly. So I think that's like the mindset shift that really needs to happen. Is like a lot of people know that obviously they can't do everything in their business and they need to delegate and they need to build some sort of order and organization, but they're unclear of how to do that, or they're uncomfortable giving up that like level of control to some degree. And usually that animosity to giving up control is because they don't have a good system in place. And when they do delegate or give up control, things kind of fall apart or problems come up, or, you know, people make mistakes or they haven't communicated things clearly. And then the feedback is that they need to do it themselves, or that, you know, they can't, like, it's hard getting kind of past that level. So I think that mindset shift is a big one, where start building out processes and systems and then being able to delegate those properly. And there's always going to be like implementation friction, where you start something new, you're using new software, you know, you've got to start communicating with guys differently. You're maybe hiring managers or whatever. So there's going to be things that come up and don't work out, and you kind of got to learn and improve as you move, you know, move onwards and upwards.
Yeah. Awesome. So are there specific systems that, you know, contracting companies need in place? What are the biggest systems that you help build?
Definitely. So I sort of break it down into four functions, general areas of a business. The first one is the estimating of financial side of the business, which is super important because that's kind of the upstream work, where everything after that point, like that's kind of where you set your success, is with the financials and the estimating. If you've estimated projects properly, then you will be profitable. And not every project can go smoothly, but at least if you have a good estimating system, you have consistency and profitability when you move into the actual project. And then, of course, like before that, there's the sales and marketing side of things. So that's another function of the business, is the whole sales and marketing. Then be estimating financials. From there, it is project management. So managing projects, managing employees, and finally managing clients. So those would be the big ones, is the sales and marketing, estimating financials, project management, and then client management. So those are the main areas that we help systematize.
Is there a specific software that you usually recommend that they get onto to help with all of these things?
Yes, definitely. So we have recommended builds with our systems. For general contractors, it's Contractor Foreman or BuilderTrend are the big ones that we use. I work mostly with residential contractors. Some of my clients do both and do commercial. Some do government and industrial work as well. But generally, those are the two that I suggest. For tradespeople like roofers, who are probably a large, you know, part of your audience listening today, House Call Pro is a really good one. Other ones that I've had experience with would be like Jobber or Service Titan, but that one's a little bit more towards like ticketed trades, as far as like electricians and HVAC and stuff like that. But I think House Call Pro is a really good one that I don't have a lot of experience with, but I know a lot of tradespeople use and are quite happy with it.
Yeah, for sure. the big ones that we see are AccuLynx or Job Nimbus, really, are one of those.
Okay,
two.
Job Nimbus, yeah. I had a client to use that as well, so I have some experience there. So yeah, it's like I call those project management softwares. You could call them CRMs. Beyond that, things I help clients with is like a CRM for the sales and marketing side of things. So a good free option is HubSpot, is really popular, and one that I usually suggest if you don't have like some sort of marketing and sales CRM, that one works well. And then there's a whole bunch of different apps and programs available. So there's a whole bunch. Personally, I use Todoist for keeping track of to-dos. What other ones are there? I mean, there's a whole bunch of pretty good stuff. And then, I mean, there's all the new AI stuff coming out too, which helps out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could totally geek out on all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, who is your ideal customer, by the way?
Yeah. So ideal customer for me would be general contractor, residential construction. Generally, I mean, like I said, we've got a lot of different service options for different kind of levels or phases of a business, but typically they're doing anywhere from $500,000 to $3 to $5 million in revenue per year on the general contracting side. That said, I do work with some trades businesses, kind of similar, you know, trades businesses, they won't have kind of as high revenue as general contractors, but in that range as well, you know, a couple hundred thousand to maybe a million in sales for on the trade side. So those would be typical companies that I work with.
Okay, awesome. So what advice would you give to, let's say, new roofing company owners just starting out in the industry?
So my big advice for newer tradespeople, roofers starting in the industry is like marketing and sales is usually the biggest like hurdle because nobody really knows you. You're a new company. There's a lot of kind of uphill battle, if you will, that you've got to do to get your name out there, to figure out sales and marketing, because you've probably come from the tools or as a manager inside another company. So you haven't done the sales and marketing side of things. So there's a lot to learn there. And there's just like a learning curve that goes along with you know, learning how to market and sell. And it's more than just, you know, posting pictures of what you do on Facebook and Instagram, which I mean, is good, but there's so much more that goes into it.
Yeah.
So that's usually the biggest thing for me. Like typically because you've been on the tools, you know how to do your job and manage and dealing with people. You've probably done that before because you've worked with other teams. So the financials and the sales and marketing, I think, would be a huge place to focus and pretty much just go all out with sales and marketing. And the more people you can get interested, the more sales you can get, you know, the higher you can bring your prices, more profitable you can be, and the less more choosy you can be about clients, and the less you need to be worried about the ups and downs that come along with the industry. And with sales and marketing, the thing you want to focus on is multifaceted marketing. So you really want to be everywhere and anywhere. Not that you need to be putting like all your time into doing everything, but you should be at least have profiles set up on all the major social networks, all the major directories online. At the minimum, have your logo, your profile, you know, a little bit of blurb about, you know, what your company does. So at least people can find you everywhere. And then just start, email marketing, posting on social media, calls, put out door hangers next to houses that you're working on, just walk the block, put out door hangers. Get signs, put them up, just, you know, really be fully exposed as much as you can and hustle essentially when you're starting a business. Like that's the hardest kind of growth phase of a business and really just put a lot of time into the sales and marketing. And don't fall for the contractor catch 22 is what I call it, where typically guys will put a ton of effort and energy into marketing and sales. They'll get a whole bunch of clients, then they're too busy taking care of clients. And then while they're taking care of clients, they're not doing sales and marketing. And then, you know, those projects start to wrap up and then it's like, oh shit, you know, like now I've got this break in my pipeline. I've got to get out and do sales and marketing again. And it's like, it's just like, you need consistent sales and marketing no matter what's happening. And that's where systems come into play, where you don't necessarily need to be spending all your time, you know, doing sales and marketing. If you've got a good system in place, the marketing and sales side of things will be like a lot of it kind of automated, or at least a process for it, so that it's getting done even while you're super busy, you know, helping clients and working on other parts of your business.
Absolutely. And by the way, you're preaching to the choir on that. So
yeah.
All right. So what are some common mistakes that you see roofing companies make, or just, contractors make in general, and how can they avoid them?
Yeah, the sales and marketing thing that I mentioned that is a big one is having some sort of consistent sales and marketing efforts in place, as well as some way to capture leads, have an email marketing list. There's a whole bunch that goes into it, but I think email marketing is a big one, and just keeping track of all those clients, because every new client, connection, lead that comes into your business, like, that's money in the bank, essentially. They may not do business with you, you know, right away, but the bigger your list, the more people you have contact with, that is an asset that you want to grow and continue to grow in your business. So yeah, not being consistent with sales and marketing is a big mistake I see contractors make. And it doesn't even matter, you know, if you've been in business 1 year, 20 years, I see it across the board. It's quite common. And then the second one, big one, which got me in a lot of trouble and was a very hard lesson learned, is not watching your financials properly. Again, bit of the same sort of thing where you get busy with clients. You're kind of like, you're growing your business, so you've got less time because scaling is hard. Going, you know, doubling your revenue within a year or two, I mean, that's, you know, you have to double the amount of time you're putting into your business often, unless you've got good systems or people that you can bring into your business to help you out. So often bookkeeping, financials, that kind of goes by the wayside because you're in a growth phase, so you're getting lots of new money coming in. But if you're not watching your numbers, you know, you could double your revenue, but make half as much money. So last year, you know, you made, I don't know, $80,000 and you did, I don't know, $500,000 in sales. This year, you could go to a $1 million company, but you could possibly not be making any money because you haven't watched your numbers. Maybe you hired new people. You spent a whole bunch on, you know, marketing agencies or whatever that take a little while to kick in and bring in new clients. So not watching financials and being educating yourself, educate yourself on profit and loss statements, invest in a bookkeeper, an accountant who can keep up with the numbers and provide some guidance to you as well. Not just here's your statements, but, you know, like actually give you some advice of how things are looking or pinpoint maybe expenses or things that are kind of out of place. And a lot of time as well, a company grows, maybe double your revenue, you feel rich. So you start buying that boat, that new house, that vacation, what have you. And if you're not looking at your numbers correctly, that can come to, you know, bite you in the ass because maybe you're on a growth trajectory and things kind of, you know, fall off, or you go through a season, like a slow season or what have you, and you've hired a whole bunch more overhead. So it's just the financial management side of a business is just super important. And being a little bit, you know, paranoid and pessimistic, not that that should be your mindset, but just like having some extra cash in the bank and not taking on debt to finance growth, it's really important to just have that buffer and good financial management.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I've seen too, you know, over the years myself, is make sure that you've got some little bit of money left over in the bank, you know?
Yes, definitely. And yeah, I made all those mistakes and, you know, come tax time, all of a sudden you've got $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 of taxes due. And it's like, oh, I don't have money for this right now. And, you know, it's a hard place to be.
Do you usually recommend clients get onto the Profit First system at all?
I do. Yeah. Big believer and proponent for Profit First. It's a method that I help my clients with setting up. Have your allocations, have your different bank accounts, and it's a great way to manage finances. Even if you're not super, you know, up to date with all your bookkeeping and accounting, at least you know you've got money set aside for taxes, you know, you're pulling some for profits and, you know, expenses and all your, you know, your different accounts and buckets there. So yeah, definitely great way to manage a business for sure.
Well, looking forward, do you see any industry trends, and how can roofing company owners take advantage of those trends?
Yes, definitely. So as kind of mentioned before, I mean, AI is a big one that's coming up. Like, construction businesses aren't well known for technology. I think that's actually changing quite a bit, especially as you get some of these younger generations who have grown up with computers and Facebook and all these, you know, wonderful video game systems and stuff like that understand technology a little bit more than maybe some of the older generation who didn't have a lot of that growing up. So I think technology is continuing just to be more prevalent in the industry. And I see with my younger clients for sure where they just get it. And it's just almost second nature that, you know, you wouldn't run a company or do anything without having an app or a program or using technology in some way. So it's really amazing what's available now, and definitely utilizing that is super important. And just, yeah, continuing to use technology to manage people. And automation is a big one. The programs that I mentioned earlier, you know, those have been around for a good while now, and a lot of people kind of understand those. But there's a lot of automations that are coming out that are really helpful and can just streamline things so much. I mean, like ChatGPT, as far as, you know, writing marketing materials and even contracts and stuff like that, of just getting those basic things, like, you know, you still got to edit it and make sure it's relevant and everything, but it's a huge time saver. Marketing and sales, there's a lot of automations there where people reach out to you, there's automated things that go out, or sharing, you know, contacts between different programs and things like that. So see automation as a big thing in the industry as well.
Awesome. Yeah. And I 100% agree on that one. I mean, AI just in the past year has accelerated technology in general, you know, and automation inside of businesses as well. You know, one of the things that we're looking at is a sales bot, right, to help with those conversations. The end user doesn't know that it's a bot, you know, for the most part. And it works really, really well.
It's exciting where it's at, and the fact that it can help contractors do a lot of that stuff that they don't really like to do or don't want to, you know, be thinking about, like I mentioned before, like the sales and marketing or financial sides of the business and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of these technologies that are kind of handling some of that back end stuff that contractors generally would have to hire someone to do or do themselves or just not do. And then, you know, where a lot of the fires come up in a business is because no one's doing it or there's no process in place. Yeah.
Right. For sure. I see, you know, eventually AI little bots doing all of the menial, quote unquote, you know, I'm doing air quotes here for those listening, you know, tasks that you could, instead of having to hire somebody to do that, you could have someone or a bot doing all of those things.
Yeah. There's really some new avenues coming up. I have a few guys right now who are essentially automation AI consultants, and they help myself and my clients with setting up automations, setting up, you know, using AI effectively in their business for a bunch of different things. And even like admins who can now get trained on using these AIs or automations, where you can have someone in your company who maybe is working a lot less, or can just, you know, their production output is so much more. Again, you don't have to figure everything out or do everything yourself. You can hire other people or have an admin and even just let them kind of learn how to use some of these tools and utilize it for your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is all really good stuff. And we're going to take a pause here real quick right before our lightning round to listen to a message from our sponsor, RoofingSites.com. Since 2018, RoofingSites.com has helped roofers double their sales by getting their marketing right using the 4R roofing marketing system. If you're a roofing company owner wanting to grow your business, be sure to go to RoofingSites.com and sign up for a roofing marketing strategy session with me. Okay, and we are back for the lightning round. Lightning round rules are very simple. You have 1 minute or less to answer each one of these questions. You ready for it, Derek?
I think I am.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Question number one, what is your favorite personal hack, book or podcast?
Good question. Personal hack for me, it's like, which is an app, and essentially it's my to-do list. So it helps me really stay organized, and I use it for clients as well. So you can create onboarding procedures. So every time you onboard a new client, you've got a list of things that you need to do for them. I've got lists there that you can delegate to other people. Some of the project management softwares I mentioned earlier will have to-do lists, you know, inside them. I mean, they pretty much all do for punch lists and things like that. But I like to use Todoist as an app for my back-end admin.
All right. So what is your favorite business hack, book, or podcast?
Yeah. So big reader, love personal development and books and just constantly learning. I'll mention two. The first one, Profit First, which we mentioned earlier in the podcast before. So Profit First is great for financial management. The other one is The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And it's really just a very in-tune book of small businesses and how to think about building a small business that functions properly with processes and systems.
Absolutely. Love it. Okay. So Derek, what is the best advice that you've ever been given, and bonus points for how you actually applied it?
Yes. So, I mean, there's a lot, but one thing that comes to mind is a coach of mine who just went through my financials with me and pretty much asked me what my cost of goods sold were and what my overhead was. And I looked at him with a strange blank stare, because those are words I'd heard before, but I didn't really understand. So anyways, we went through and organized my financials. So that was probably some of the best advice I had was, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And financials, you can maybe look at your profit and loss and it's like, you understand it, but there's a lot that goes into reading financial statements and how they apply to your business. So that was great advice, was separating my cost of goods sold from my overhead, and then being able to go through and figure out, you know, from reading those line items, how to translate that into making business decisions based off financials.
Love that. All right, Derek, how can the River Growth Hacks family get in touch with you, and how can we support you and encourage you moving forward?
Yeah, so the main thing, if you like, is my YouTube channel. So just search Rapid Result Creators on YouTube. That's where I put out a lot of my content. I try to be as in tune with my audience as possible. So the best way you can support me is just make a comment on a video. Let me know what you want, you know, a challenge you had or something you want to learn more about. And I will make some content based upon, you know, what your suggestions or, you know, queries are as far as what you'd like to learn more about. So that's a great place to get lots of great content. If you want more to learn about like Rapid Result Creators and our services, would be our website. So rapidresultcreators.com. Sure, we'll, you know, put a link in the description or somewhere here so you can go check that out. But go to the website. There's some free templates. There's a free course on there. Lots of information on how we work and, you know, who we help and how we help them. And as well as links to all the social channels. So those are the best two places to connect with me.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Derek, thank you so much for coming on the River Growth Hacks and sharing all of the knowledge that you have today.
Yeah. Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Well, how about that, Roofers? Was that pretty awesome or what? I know I wrote down several pages. You can see if you're looking here on YouTube. And if not, if you're listening to this, I just pulled up in my book. I have two pages full of notes from Derek. My biggest takeaways that I took away from this was you've got to build systems. Systems are what a business is really made of. Okay. And I've heard this before. I have preached this myself. Sales and marketing should be a system. Estimating for y'all, estimating and financials should be a system. Okay. Sales in general should be a system. Project management, managing clients. These are all systems that run within your business. I'm going to add one more to this, and I'm going to say collection of money, right? Your financials here are super, super important, right? Not only for you to know your numbers, but for you to have a systemized way on how you get paid and how you pay people out, right? All of these things are systems within your business, and a business is simply a collection of systems. So that's what I loved what he said about that. The other things that I liked that he talked about was when I asked him the biggest mistakes, right, that he sees. The first one was not building an email list. And I have preached this over and over and over again. If you are not building and utilizing an email list, which none of y'all are, I guarantee it. I have audited, y'all are afraid of that word. I've assessed over 1,000 roofing companies' marketing plans. Not a single one of them, not a single one of those thousands that we have assessed is doing a regular newsletter and sending out and collecting those emails. You might be collecting emails. I had a roofer that was on sheets of paper. That doesn't work, okay, for the most part, right? But put them into a database, into software is the very first step there, okay? Number two, right, he said not watching your financials is the other mistake that he sees. You've got to watch your financials. You got to understand, right, not only what a profit and loss statement is, but you've got to know and forecast and be able to forecast, you know, your dry seasons and be able to put some money aside for that to happen. If you want employees, right, if you want to be able to grow a business, which ultimately that's what we're talking about here, right, you've got to set money aside. You can't go out and buy that brand new truck or boat or RV or whatever, right? Keep those toys aside until you can really, really afford that kind of thing and set some money aside, right? And know your financials, what to expect in the seasons coming up, okay? All right, well, that's going to do it for another episode of Roofer Growth Hacks. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you connect with Derek on LinkedIn, on his website, wherever that he is. Go out there and connect with him. While you're out there, go ahead and connect with me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. We've got tons and tons of content out there for you, just like this right here. Be sure to go to roofingsites.com. And while you're there, you can listen to previous episodes of Roofer Growth Hacks. I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, roofingsites.com. Since 2018, roofingsites.com has helped roofers double their sales by getting their marketing right using the 4R roofing marketing system. If you're a roofing company owner wanting to grow your business, be sure to go to roofingsites.com and sign up for a roofing marketing strategy session with me. Also, this past year, I published my book, The Ultimate Guide to Digital Marketing for Roofers. If you're a roofing company owner and you don't have this book in your hands, I will send it to you for free. Just go to go.roofingsites.com and I'll send you a free copy of my book. Well, roofers, join us next time when we connect with another great roofing entrepreneur and learn how they hack their growth. Until then, I'm Chris Hunter. Thanks and gig 'em.